Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, retired Army Colonel, CBS military consultant, Jeff McCausland. Colonel, good morning.
Sir, good morning to you, sir.
I think as everybody struggles in their own world to figure out and determine, we've had these deadlines for the public and different private and public organizations for workers. But the military has asked everybody to be vaccinated or face disciplinary action. Isn't today the day that they have had to make their choice?
Well, this, it varies by service, Larry. The Space Force and the Air Force Active Force was the 2nd November, actually. Marine Corps was the 28th of November was their requirement. The Army is going to be the 15th of December. And the Army National Guard and Reserves is not until the 30th of June of 2022. So it varies by date. We have had some worrying tendencies when we passed the deadline for the Air Force and for the Marines. There are still a number of service members who had not been vaccinated. The Marines, actually at the worst right now, who only had about 92% of the force vaccinated. The Air Force was at about 96% and the Navy at about 97%. But you're quite right. Those service members who did not get this vaccination and had not received an exemption for either medical purposes or for religious purposes face disciplinary action and actual separation from the force. For the Marines, for example, the numbers as they were getting close to the 28th ran about 12,000 Marines that had not vaccinated. The Marines at that point had not given any religious exemption whatsoever and were still working their way through those who had requested medical exemptions.
Now, those who do not conform or obey these orders, will they be given a dishonorable discharge or for not following an order from the commander-in-chief or some sort of a discharge due to health?
Well, the way DOD has done it is they've provided it, what's called a general court-martial convening authority, a general officer in the chain of command who would conduct court-martials, retain authority to take any appropriate adverse administrative or disciplinary action they deem appropriate. That being said, most people believe that they will receive a general discharge. That would, however, have an effect on their VA benefits. And frankly, they might also, a service member might also be required to repay any enlistment bonuses they had received when they signed their enlistment contract because they did not fulfill the contract. And they could also be forced to repay any educational assistance they'd received while they were on active duty. And it might also compromise their ability to receive educational assistance as one of their VA benefits upon separation.
We're talking to Colonel McCausland. Colonel, I have heard from some veteran friends who said, I don't know what the big deal is. We've taken all kinds of shots to go overseas and different medications over the years, and most people never even asked about those.
Well, that's exactly right. In my career, as I said to somebody one time, I remember getting ready for deployment and got four shots simultaneously, once in each shoulder, and I'll let everybody's imagination wander to figure where the other two were coming at that moment. The average Marine, when he finishes boot camp, for example, has received up to 12 vaccinations. And service members who are eligible for a deployment could have up to 17 for various deployments to theaters around the world. I mean, for example, the COVID the COVID epidemic was rampant in Afghanistan. So this is a really an operational requirement. As the military likes to say, one of their slogans, if you will, or attitudes, is ready tonight, ready tonight. You know, as even Mike Rogers, congressman on the House Armed Services Committee and the senior Republican said, you know, we don't telework in the military. It just doesn't happen that way. So this is an operational requirement. And that's why DOD, back in September, once the vaccination was approved, mandated these particular vaccinations for the active force and for the National Guard and Reserve.
Wow. The expense could be high for those who do not get the jab, the individual service members. But losing, say, 12,000 Marines right off the top, that would come at a huge cost to our military and our nation's security. Are we ready to lose that many qualified workers and service members? And what would our enemies like China and Russia view this?
Yeah. Well, that's being worked through right now. And once they've passed these particular deadlines, the Marines have been, for example, kind of quiet about exactly where they stood on that fateful day of the 28th of November. They, in many ways, will be a test case. But, you know, Kevin, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Berger, has been very outspoken about the fact that this has to be done for operational requirements. And he even has suggested that a lot of the reason why young Marines had not gotten vaccinated was due to online disinformation and conspiracy theories that, in fact, had convinced some young Marines to not get vaccinated. But he also, again, was very adamant that this is what the Marines did as part of their military mission, being prepared to go. So over the next days and weeks, we'll see whether, in fact, the Marines will stick with what they had threatened, that being separation for those who did not get vaccinated, or whether they'll consider some alternative, giving them more time, counseling, whatever. But I think that ultimately they will stick with the notion that if you're going to be serving on active duty in the U.S. military, you've got to be vaccinated.
As you indicated, you could get up to 17 vaccinations and medications. What happens if someone refused one of those before?
That would be the same thing. I mean, the same thing is because it all boils down to violation of a direct order. You know, I'm giving you a direct legal order to take a vaccination, which is not experimental. That's why the military services had not imposed this deadline prior to this, because, of course, the various vaccinations were under an emergency authorization. Once that emergency authorization had been lifted, consequently, then this COVID vaccination is in the same category as getting one for smallpox or measles or mumps or those kind of things. And as a consequence, it's a violation of a direct verbal order if, in fact, you do not get that vaccination as part of your performance as a service member.
And yesterday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin rejected Oklahoma's request for exemption for their National Guard. What's the latest on that? What was the deal behind that?
Well, the governor of Oklahoma suddenly announced that he was going to authorize his particular Oklahoma National Guard members, about 8,000 of them altogether, that they did not have to get vaccinated. And his argument was they're under his control. And this gets a little tricky with National Guardsmen in particular, because he is right. They're under the governor's control on a day-to-day manner to respond to the governor for such things as, you know, forest fires, major blizzards, disaster relief, even local control during rioting. They could be under the governor's control. When they actually are called up for their monthly training or their summer training under Article 32, they are therefore under the federal control and are paid by the federal government. Under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, when they're called up to deploy Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever they might be deployed, then they are totally under federal control and paid by the federal government. So he argued, well, they're under my control. I can give them that particular waiver. Secretary of Defense Austin responded in a lengthy memo to him saying, under no circumstances would that be allowed, and that members of the Oklahoma National Guard had to be vaccinated as part of the federal requirement for them to be prepared to be deployed at a moment's notice for a federal contingency.
Boy, this is a multi-level, complicated story. We appreciate your time as always, Colonel. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.